say you anything, so I'm really sorry. You know, what I wanted to get at this mashal is I want to finish up this Tosfos. When Tam said that, argues on Rashi, that the only thing we worry about is Lishma. We're not worried about anything else. We're not worried about anything else. We're only worried about Lishma. So therefore, then the Re says, then the Re argues on Rashi. And the Re says, we don't ask him, the Rashi says, he says, then we ask him, it will be Lishma. The Re said, no, stam lishma kamasid. And remember last week we went over Iran, two reasons what stam lishma kamasid means. Does anyone remember that? Okay, you do or you don't. So Masha and the Maram Shev both say that the Re only exists in the world of the Rebbein Tam. Because the Tosfos said Rebbein Tam, that all we're worried about is lishma. Therefore, when the Shliach comes in and says, b'fanei natam, that means, that could mean stam lishma kamasid. But if we're worried about all Hilchos Gittin, Lagabi, all Hilchos Gittin, is there stam all Hilchos Gittin kamasid?
No.
There's no such thing. So he says that it goes according to, the Re goes according to Bantam. It's in order. That's what the Masha and the Maram Shif say. Yes?
So without the Rebbein Tam,
there's no Re. It's up to Maram Shif.
Why not?
Because without Rebbein Tam, then what are we worried about when Rabbi says, Ein Mikino Shmo? What are we worried about without the Rebbein Tam?
Everything.
Everything. Is there Stama everything Kamasid? No.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Doesn't Rashi say on Gimel Mahal that this Sons Rock, one of the two Shrachim that he gives is that it could be that it's not much of anything?
Yeah.
So right. How would that fit with the previous Rashi?
Oh, as we know that, we spoke about last week, that there's two different parts of the Gemara. It doesn't fit with that previous Rashi. In that part of the Gemara, you could say that, but not in this part of the Gemara.
Remember, that part of Gemara we're only talking about Shema, nothing else?
No, we're talking about that we don't, that in this part of Gemara, Stam Lishma won't help his Avis. I mean, Rashi also agrees maybe Stam Lishma, but in this part of Gemara, it won't help his Avis. They have to say it. When in the other part of Gemara, you don't have to say it.
And how does it fix the other problems?
What?
It fixes the other problems because they learned what the halachas are?
Oh, it doesn't fix the other problem. It doesn't.
Oh,
it
doesn't.
Okay. Now, one second. Comes along to Taisa Rush. And Taisa Rush. Do I have one in the back of my Gemara? I don't even know where to look. Here. There he is. Taisa Rush says, Taisa Rush. Okay, the Taisa Rush says, "Time to masis and lefish and bekin be deduke gittin. They don't know about all the deduke gittin. Ushaon refine nafta fine naftam made al kol hilchas gittin." The Rush says the most unbelievable thing that when you say fine nafta, you are saying much more than. You're saying much more than it's Lishma. You're saying this get follows all Hilchos Gittin. V'alchi kamar, and this is what he means. V'fayinachtam kimishbato. Kimishbato. It's done kimishbato. So comes along and tells the Rush and says, no, Maram Shif and Rush and Marsha, you're wrong. And there's a Rishon tells the Rush that by saying V'fayinachtam, you could also say Stama L'chol Hilchos Gittin Kamasid. Now, would this work with both Pshatim in the Ran?
There's one.
Which one?
The one where he says that the Shliach learns that there are certain things that would be possible.
Very good. It works with the first part of the Ran, not the second. The second thing in the Ran was, we don't have this whole case of Lishma and everything, but that wouldn't before August Gittin. But in the first thing, what was it that the Shliach says to himself, what are they worried about? So the Ran says, well, they're worried about the Shema, so by saying it, he's saying it was okay. According to this Rush, it could be the same thing. What are they worried about? And he says to himself all the things they might be worried about. And therefore, when he says, find out by Nechtam, he is saying it's Kim Mishpato. So this is you can't say it's Machokas Tosa Rush and Marsha and Ramshev. They can't argue in the Rishon. They say, Pashit, that stomach Lishmaka Masid is only for Lishma. Comes on the Rush, and the Rush said, Taisa Rush said no. That stomach Lishmaka Masid means stomach Lachom Mishpate Gittin Kamasid. Yes.
According to that Pshat, when you plug it back into Tosfot, that means the Re doesn't have to go on the premise of Rabbeinu Tam. And that means that Rashi also fits, just like the Re.
Very good. Therefore, does the Re have to go on the premise of Rabbeinu Tam?
No.
No, Re is a standalone Re.
Then that's in Rashi.
And that can be in Rashi, right. Yes. Exactly. Very good, Izzy. That according to this Taisa Rush, the Re is standalone. It's not based on the Rabbeinu Tam. So if you could say it's going on everything, so it's going on everything. The only thing is, it's very hard to say. I mean, it's arguing Rashi. Why is it arguing Rashi? Because Rashi says you ask it,
but the premise is the same thing. Don't worry about everything.
Yeah. And according to Rashi, asking and asking every single thing, you know, maybe Rashi holds that. Maybe Rashi does. Yes.
A couple of days ago, Rabbi, we had a question that, according to Rashi, the Mamashach, the whole point is that we wanted to say Lashma, what's the point of saying Tarnathu?
Right.
Have we answered that? Because we said, yeah. We suggested maybe it's a way to get them to come to Beis Din.
We really haven't answered that.
Because it seems like the question is still...
We really haven't answered that.
It's still hovering.
Yeah. Okay.
Real quick, I want to clarify. When we say we can't ask about Lashma, are we allowed to ask about the Chobar or Lashma?
Therefore, we don't have to ask it because he means everything.
That's according to everybody, or just the Tosfot Rosh?
Tosfot Rosh.
Now, very quickly, other terms of Rabbeinu Tam, we cannot say that. No. Rabbeinu Tam just says some Ishma, but are we not to add this Tam?
No, we're not worried about the Tosfot Rosh, they know everything else. They agree to everything else.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So, according to Tosfot Rosh, how do we explain the Gemara on S with the three ways that Gittin are equal, and then we ask on Rava?
Right.
Oh,
we don't have an answer to that. Right. Okay. See, the Rush, Tosfos Rush is going according to the Riva. The Riva argues on Tosfos. The Riva is not bothered by Gemara Daf Tes for some reason. We don't know why. There's a lot of speculation why. Most Achronim say that the Riva holds that Gemara is a different on the Umber than this Gemara. So, you know, it's very hard to know. But that question stays. Okay, why don't we go to the next Tosfos? Let's go to the next Tosfos. The Vishay Mikim Lishma. Kasha. The reminded the Kamatanya who acts my Shavi Gita, ain't it Shakrima by Nakta by Nakta? We learned before, we learned later, that if you have a Baal who brings his get from Chutz Laaretz, doesn't have to say Fainachta Fainachta. Only a Shliach has to say it. If the Baal does it, you don't have to say Fainachta Fainachta. Maishna hu mishlucho, ichashin and shemelo nasa l'shma. So, but if we're worried about it wasn't done with Shema, so when he brings it, the same thing. We're worried about he's bringing it from a place that they don't agree to l'shma. So why, when the Baal brings it, don't you have to say, he doesn't have to say, Vaynachem, why are we worried about Lishma? The time that Amriel come on, Minkat Nakarei B'yadei, V'ir Ma'arav, and The Gemara says, well, he's bringing it. Is he going to make Erer? Lama lo yarer. Of course he'll make Erer. He'll just say, im mitchil lo yada, debay lishma, vashi yada. He was in America, and they don't know lishma, they don't hold lishma. He got to Israel, and he found out, oh, you need lishma. So he's going to be ma'arer. So the Gemara says, well, if he's bringing it, he's not going to be ma'arer. If the problem is lishma, he will be ma'arer. He'll say, hey, I lived in America, I didn't know about lishma. The guest puzzle. He will be Ma'arer. So Tosfos is asking a simple question. When the Baal brings it, you don't have to say fainatav. Why, according to Rabbah, why not? Same problem of Lishma. Same problem if the Baal brings it or Shliach brings it. Yes?
I don't get why that's the question only if the bus. Same question if the Shliach brings it.
But the Shliach brings it, you do have to say fainatav.
But the Shliach is only working on the premise that if he brings it, you know the husband means Lishma. So the husband himself says Lishma, what is there, how could there even be Shash that we let him, if we know that when the Shliach says Binbin, that's confirming that he's saying Lishma, therefore the Baal can't be Ma'ar. If the Baal himself brings it, why would he be able to be Ma'ar? It's all the more so. I would ask a question of if the Baal brings it, it's even more secure than if the Shliach
brings it. One second. When the Shliach brings it, he says it was Lishma, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So therefore he can't be Ma'ar.
Right.
The Baal himself brings it, he's not saying it's Lishma.
But the only reason we say Binbin for a Shliach, so we assume the husband meant the Shema. So the husband himself brings it, we assume.
Not we assume, we know.
Oh,
what
we know
bring
he's saying Shema. Yeah. So why if the husband brings it himself, we're not assuming, or we don't know he's using the Shema? He wouldn't bring it unless he himself would bring it and get the Shema. Why would he?
Why? He didn't know about the Shema.
So why would it work by Shliach and only by, not by...
What?
So
oh, when the Shliach says b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, and that's the stam l'shma.
Because it means the Shliach knows how the
right, yeah. Or you ask him. Once he says b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, we ask him, what's the l'shma, like Rashi. But by the Baal, you don't do any of this. Why not?
If the husband bring a get, why would he be Ma'ar? How could he be Ma'ar? He brought the get.
Ah, but if he could say, hey, I lived in America, I didn't know you need l'shma.
So it's Rashi, so it's his fault.
What? Yeah, so he's saying to the guest bustle. Why can't he say the guest puzzle? That's error. Why can't he say the guest puzzle? But there's also a puzzle of the Shema, according to Rabbah. Why can't he say, hey, the guest puzzle? Yes?
Doesn't this question go against the Rabbeinu Tam's shot saying that Chutz Laaretz knew, they just didn't hold of it? So how could that be a good enough reason to hear?
Oh, so now he says the same thing. He comes and says, when I made it, we didn't hold of it. Now I can't get it, and I say you're supposed to hold of it. So it's a puzzle gap.
It uses the last word, Yada. It uses the last
one. Yada and Lo Yada means I didn't know. Yeah.
Now according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam switches Yada to Loma.
So the same thing here. Vaymari, the maskinim b'samach, later on we say, the rov b'kiyin him. Rov b'kiyin. V'stam sefer dina, v'stam sefer gemira. V'leke al raz. And this Gemara that says the Baal doesn't say is going according to the end of our Gemara, where everyone knows about Lishma. We're just talking about Erer the Baal. Right? Bamba. The Mislama Shal Kedini Arer. Vahalka Shemevi Abal Atzmo Rekush Lamezefil Raz. The Suro Ma'arik. I mean, Mislamak Minkit Yakut Biyade. So he says, at the end of the day, according to Tosfos Pshat, well, we really haven't really done it deeply. According to Tosfos Pshat, at the end of the day, is there a Shash Lishma?
No.
We're just afraid. What are we afraid of?
Erer
the Baal. He's going to be Ma'arer wrongly. He's going to say it wasn't Lishma. He's not, so we're not worried that it's not Lishma. We're afraid that he's going to say lie and say it's not Lishma. When he brings himself, the Gemara says, we don't think that he's going to do that. If he brings himself, he's not going to turn around and lie. So now, Tosfos is saying, when the Gemara says that, when we say that the Baal doesn't have to say fainatav v'nechtav when he brings it, that's only the fida maskana of the Gemara. The maskana of the Gemara, we're not worried about Lishma. What are we worried about? Erer. Fake ear of Lishma. When the Baal brings it, we don't care about a fake ear of Lishma. That is all great. But remember we talk about Rashi? According to Rashi, even the Maskan said Gemara, what are we afraid of? Bezin's afraid. What are they afraid of? Maybe he found it. that maybe he could say, maybe he could make that error. Maybe he could say that error. That means, according to Rashi, we're afraid that he found it. So therefore, when a Baal brings it, why don't we say, oh, maybe he found it?
Doesn't the Ran say we can't say that?
What?
Doesn't the Ran say we can't say that case? The second Ran, he says we can't say that case, can't we? Doesn't he?
Not really.
Okay.
Am I saying that right now?
Yeah.
We're saying that to Rashi, you should still require the Baal to say Mefani Nachta, Mefani
Nachta. Right. Because it's our chash, maybe it's not Lishma. If it's our chash, what's the difference if the Baal brings it?
Isn't the case of Rashi where a Shliach found it?
Not the Shliach found it.
Meaning the Baal, the whole, doesn't Mark know, Tosfos answer says the Baal has it in his hand.
The Baal.
It's not from our, because it's in his hand, no one does that. So the case, even Rashi.
But maybe this Baal found it? Maybe it's not found it. You see, the kasha is this. Kasha is this. Tosfos says, if he brings it, he's not going to be ma'arer. Right? According to Rashi, okay, he's not going to be ma'arer. But is that the problem, according to Rashi, when the Shia brings the get? Are we worried about error? Miles, are we worried about error? What are we worried about, according to Rashi?
It's not
l'shma. So if he brings it, we should have the same worry. It's not l'shma. According to Rashi, we don't worry about error. We worry about maybe it's really not l'shma. That, to answer that question, we'd have to learn another three blocks. I'm just telling you. But that's a question that has to be answered. According to Rashi, why, when the Baal brings himself, are we not worried about l'shma? Tosfos' question doesn't have an answer, according to Rashi. Yes?
According to Rashi, even though you want to say b'fan, you still would ask whether it's l'shma, like afterwards, yeah. Or you wouldn't do that either.
What?
So according to Rashi, the Baal, not gonna, if he brings himself, he's not going to say b'fan. But would we then ask him if it wasn't written in the Shema? Or we
no, we didn't have anything.
Anything.
Nothing. And why don't we worry about l'shma? Why not? We don't have an answer, according to Rashi, today.
But
maybe in a month we'll have an answer, but today there's no answer.
Yeah.
What?
We are worried about l'shma.
If he says, Echshiach says, v'ayinach, so shalinan.
Right.
A Baal doesn't have to say v'ayinach, he says no shalinan. Then maybe it's not l'shma.
We wait for him to make a laws. If he doesn't make a laws, so
but we're not worried about laws according to Rashi. That's Tosfos. That's the whole question. Yes?
Where's the first place the laws comes up?
What?
Where's the first place the laws comes up?
Tosfos and Gimel Amud Aleph on top.
Which one?
It's no name on top.
What exactly
is that? I'm sorry. It's the third Tosfos on the Daf. Okay. Let's go with next Tosfos. Noah says, my benayu. Let's get back to this. Rab and Rava, my benayu. The Gemara has three answers. What are the three answers?
Three
betray. What else? Medina, 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 Yisrael, and? Medina, 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 Siyam. Everyone's with me on that. Okay, see what Taisa says. My benayel. V'matzi v'meimar molach ike benayel. Why not say molach ike benayel? If you bring a star, if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, why not say that? Molach ike benayel. That if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, according to Rabbah. Well, according to Rabbah,
you
wouldn't have to say Vayinata, because you're bringing it from Eretz Yisrael. If according to Rabbah, you would have to say. So this is, why don't we say, why isn't that Nafkamina? The Rabbah Nami, Rabbanan Basroi, Vamoloch, Tzarech Romar, Vayinata, Vayinata. Because we need Moloch Atumevi. So first of all, maybe Rabbah would hold that you do have to say it because it's a new Gzeira. Moch Atumevi. That's something the Gemara says later. Or Tanakama Nami, but Tanakama says you don't have to do it by Moloch. Hava Bechal Hoda Minan Ike Benayu Medina Be'eretz Yisrael. So that's the same as, if that, what's the difference in Medina Be'eretz Yisrael? That the Gemara says, Medina Be'eretz Yisrael. According to Rabba, do you have to say it?
No.
No. According to Rabba, yeah. You have to say it. That's the same exact thing as Moloch, isn't it? Moloch, you bring it right to the Chutzlaritz. According to Rabbi, you wouldn't have to say it because it's Lishma. According to Rabbi, you would.
And
that's the same thing as Medina, Medina by Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi, you wouldn't need the Lishma. According to Rabbi, you would because Ein Yom Tzuyin Kaimai. So Taita says, basically, the Gemara does say that. You don't have to say both because they're the same exact Nafka Mina. Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaritz is the same exact case. Yes. Yes, 100%.
What?
The Gemara says one of the differences is Moloch and Eretz.
The Mishnah says that.
No, the Gemara says one of the differences is Medina, Medina,
Be'eretz Yisrael. So that's just the one.
So now that's the same exact thesis as Moloch.
But Moloch is in the Mishnah.
Moloch's not in the Mishnah.
Where's Moloch here?
What?
He's asking. That's the question.
Oh, that's the question. Why don't I say Moloch?
Why would you? It's the same thing.
I'll
just say Moloch.
That's the answer.
That's the answer.
It's definitely not the same thing.
Yes?
I mean, don't we have a cloud in that Gemara that Gabe Eretz Yisrael, Rabba, and Rabba can't be arguing? There can't be an Ikubinayo between them and Eretz Yisrael?
That will be later on the Gemara, and that's what. That's after. Rabba agrees with Rabba.
Right.
Not yet, but we don't know that yet.
I mean, it's just interesting that Tosfos was asking on Moloch when we haven't even learned Moloch yet, and the Maskana Moloch wouldn't be enough.
But right now in the Havamina, we should ask it.
But we don't know what Moloch is.
We do. Moloch means, we're not saying Moloch, we're saying Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. Don't call it Moloch. What are you going to call it? I don't know what to call it, but you call it something. But the question is, why not say Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz? Okay, yes.
Why mention it?
Oh, because that would be a difference between Rabba and Rabba.
Why would you think that's a difference that we already have?
Because it's not one of the three. And what are three differences?
Right.
Tosfos, well, we have a fourth. Why would not mention that?
And his answer to that is different.
I mean, that's number two.
I mean, that's
the
same.
That number four will be number two.
How is that number two?
So,
because it's taking from a place where it is Lishma to a place where it's not Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. They're both the same.
I mean, for him to ask the question, you have to think something's different about it. I mean, you mentioned, what do you think is different?
Right. But now we're getting to Sunday Funday. You know Sunday, you guys don't know Sunday Funday. Last time Sunday, I like to learn in a different way a little bit. Okay? Here comes Sunday Funday. V'hadalo kamar get mekuyim ike benayo. Next line in Tosos. V'hadalo kamar get mekuyim ike benayo. Let's say you have a get as kiyum. So now, we're talking about the Mishnah. Hamevi get mendin seyam. And it has kiyum on it. It has kiyum. They check the signatures. It has kiyum. So how do you know? How do you know get mekuyim?
Hempik.
This is a hempik. Everyone knows what hempik is, right?
No.
This is a hempik. What? A stamp. A stamp. Oh. They sign it. It's a stamp, and this dayanim sign. This get is the edim are good.
Let's go.
It's what? Only on the edus. That's not
on the
get in general?
Right, on the edus. Now, Fractosos, what's going to be the din if a shliach brings a get mekuyim from America to Israel and he wants to give it to the lady? According to the rabbah, what? You should have to say by now. Why? You don't know if it's a shema or not. We know the edim are good. But we don't know the Lishma.
So you should assume it's not
what
you should.
What? So you would have to say, if I know, according to Rava,
you wouldn't.
Why? You can't be ma'arer on a debt mekuyim. You can never say get mekuyim is mezuyim.
So
Does this go against the like the Akron we saw a couple of days ago that was trying to sorry against Rabbi Kivager's question?
At what?
Where he was trying to find a case where you could have a casino that isn't Lishma.
Doesn't go against it. It has nothing to do with it, really. But Tazis asks, what about getting Makuimik and Benayo? That's the easiest thing. That's not the same as the three. It's not the same thing. It's a new thing, a get Makuim.
Isn't this Tosol Gittin basically the same concept?
What?
We learned in
Torah Gittin. See, we learned in Torah Gittin.
Same concept.
We learned in Torah Gittin that if you say the Pane Nechta for Lishma, there'll also be...
That was the answer. Yeah. What was the question?
But here it's not B'fayin Nechtav. Here it's a hempik. It's a different thing. A shtar with a hempik doesn't mean it's what you call it. All it says, these signatures, we recognize the signatures. That's all it says.
Okay.
1 second. So Tosa says, Mishum dahave b'chal asuyi b'etrei the dummy l'mekuyim. Asuyi b'etrei. We're going to learn about Asuyi b'etrei, but Asuyi b'etrei is the first nafkamina. Asuyi b'etrei means that, let's say, according to Rashi, before we get to Tosfos, let's go to Rashi, there's people here to be mekayimit. So when there's people here to be mekayimit, you don't say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, according to who?
Rava.
And if it is kiyum, same thing. So Taylor says, a shtar mekuyim is the same as the first. The same as the first. What's the first nafkamina? According to Rava, there's kiyum. So if the shtar is mekuyim, it's even better. So so Taisa says that nafkamina goes into nafkamina number one.
The nafkamina of a shtar mekuyim?
A shtar mekuyim goes into nafkamina of number one. Is number one.
And then according to Rava, you would not have to say if I
never. Yeah. Yes.
Then won't we have that same chashash we had on the other Rashi we looked at, that if one person's going to be giving a get, he's not going to say anything because he really came with two, we could like think something like the takana was kind of like taken away or something. Also here, one person brings a get with a hentak on it, right? It just looks like one person's bringing it and saying nothing. It's already mekuyam, but onlookers wouldn't know that.
I can't answer that question. I have to say to myself that the onlookers see a hempik on the get. I have to say that else doesn't make sense. You're right. Yes.
But that means that the minatanayam is the same thing as atmatez. Why do we need both?
That's what Tosa says. Therefore, I won't need bringing a get bekuyam is the same nafkamina as a tuy betray. What? Oh, you're talking about Medina, 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 Right.
It's the same as that metre. Because
I said, Osam Dinim Nisiyam, you're asking, Osam Dinim Nisiyam, there is Eidim Mitzuyim with Kaimai, and it's not Lashma, that should be the same as Get Mekuyim. A really, really good question. I have to think about it.
One big napkamina?
Isn't that the same question as asking on the Gemara why the big barber in three cases when he could have brought two opposing cases?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good question. I have to think about it. Okay.
Does everyone mind repeating why, if it's already Mekayim, that Rava says, according to Rava, you still have to say Pnei Netha?
According to Rava?
Yeah.
Who says it's a Shema?
The Edom, if they're good Edom on the get, then doesn't that mean the Shema?
Not if you just check the signatures.
What's the scare?
What?
According to Tosafot, what's the scare? The scare is that the Baal's going to say it's fake.
We're afraid that the Baal's going to say it wasn't Lishma. Right.
But if you have your edim on it, then according to Rashi, I would understand. If you found it, and then we're just checking the signature, then that would be a problem.
But according to Tosfos, you're saying what?
You're saying it's just about laws, that it's not written in the Shema. But if you have edim that are on the get, then what's the problem?
But what does Kiyam do for the Shema?
The edim on the get itself?
Yeah.
They're good edim. They're saying that the get is valid.
So?
That's a Lishma get.
We have to figure out that's good smart. We'll talk about that. To get into this whole talk, what's really going on here? Does everyone have a Chemnitz Shlomo? Did everyone get one? I'll give this out.
Way
back. Here, you want me to go out there?
Yeah.
Just leave me one.
The last thing we said is just that according to Rabba, there's Kiyum and then it would be included in
a Suya Bay tray.
For Rabba, a Gemini would still need to have Shema.
What? According to Rabba, yeah.
And then what is the next thing that. What's the next step?
No next step. Tosha said that would be the same as the first.
Okay, that's all we said.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there's a big problem with this Tosos. The Chemnitz Shlomo's problem with this Tosos. I want to read it inside. Does everyone see it inside? Mm-hmm. Did anyone do this yet?
No.
Did you look at the Tosos and Ksuvus of Chaf Alpha and Aleph? They're master aids. Let's go inside. That's a master of my benayo. But we didn't have a matzah of meimer mekuyim ikka benayo. And Tosfos' question is, it could have been mekuyim. Now, according to Tosfos' answer, if you bring it star mekuyim, according to Ramaisa, according to Tosfos' answer, if you bring it star mekuyim, according to Rabba, you have to say it funny. According to Rava, you don't say it funny. That's what Tosa says. Fektim Chaim Shlomo. Any Maven, Rufum Rieta, I don't understand, according to Pshat, Fima Isa B'shuchan Archa Shemishpat, that Filu Shtar Mekuyim Tzarech Tzarech Kiyim Hadayanim. And that, I didn't want you to look at the Shuchan Archa. I wanted you to look at Tosos, Ksuvus Achaf Alaf Amad Alaf, Yer Masl Eid. There, Tosfos says a simple thing. Again, this is not only for Gittin. We're talking about all shtaros. Tosfos says, I come with a shtar and I say, Nathan owes you $100. What does Nathan say? Mezuyev. We make kiyum, right? Is that it? Yes, that's it. Therefore, what happens if I come to court with a shtar mekuyam, a hempik with the beds and signatures, and I say, Nathan owes me $100. Tosfos says that Nathan could say mezuyef on the hempik.
But not a shtar.
He could say, hey, you forged a hempik. So Tosfos says, you can always, when Bezdin doesn't do the hempik themselves, you can always say, you forged the hempik. Then what are you going to have to do if you say, Bezdin forged the hempik? You have to have a kiyum on a hempik. It doesn't go further, that's it. But Tosfos and Mechadesh, you have a kiyum on a hempik. What?
It's the point of the hempik.
Ah, so usually, you will come to me, I'm out to you, I say, you owe me $100, and have Adam, then Bezdin will make a henpik, and, but Nathan's right, so what's the point of a henpik? The point of a henpik is that if you don't have Ede Kiyum, if you have only Ede Hempik, Edom that they say we saw these the sign, that's good. So you always need Edom Hempik. So without Edom, without Edom of Kiyam Hempik, it's not a good star.
Do you put a
hempic
on a star without
Edom
on it?
No. They may put a hempic on a star with Edom on it.
What is
it? So the problem is we have Edom, so the hempic is just saying that these Edom are a good Edom.
Now I bring the star to you.
Okay.
You have a right to say this hempic is forged, and I'll bring witnesses that the hempic is not forged.
But I'm not claiming that the star is forged. I'm claiming that the hempic is forged.
By saying that the hempic is forged, I'm saying that the star is forged, of course.
So what's the nachman of me having a hempic
what?
And me saying Missouri from the hempic and not having a hempic and being Missouri from the star?
No difference. That's what Taisa says. No difference. No difference. One second. Yeah, okay, that's a good question. But that is, Taisa says in Ksuvus, you can always say Mizuyef on a hempic. And not only he brings down from Shulchan Aruch, it's a Ramah, it's Shulchan Aruch also, that's true. You could claim Mizuyef on a hempic, and you have to bring Edom on a hempic. So, okay, everyone got that?
Yeah.
You could claim Mizuyef on a hempic. Fret the Tchem de Shlomo. Im Kain, my Mahan Yakim, Kivin de Edom and Suyim with Kaimai. So Fred Tosos, it's like the so now I don't understand Tosos. What does Tosos say? If you bring a star with a hempic, according to Rabba, you don't have to say Fainatha Fainatha. Why not? No, why don't you have to say? I mean, according to Rabba, you have to say Fainatha Fainatha. Why not? What? It's Mekuyim. But the Baal could still be Ma'arer. The Baal could still say Mizuyev on the hempic. So why does Tosos say going to Rava? You don't say Fainakla when there's Kiyum, when there's hempic on it, it's the same thing. Like Nathan said, a star with the hempic and without hempic is the same thing. You should still have to say Fainakla Fainakla. It's a tremendous question. What? Because why if you bring a star, if you bring the get to court, right? You bring the get. Why do you have to say Fainakla Fainakla going to Rava? The Baal might would say what? Mizuyev. When you bring a star that's Mekuyim, you have the same thing. The Baal might say it's Mizuyev. It's the same exact thing.
But it's already Mekuyim. Why do it again?
Because that's the whole point of that Tosos and Ksuvos.
Oh.
That you can always say that the hempic is Mizuyev. It's an unbelievable question.
You know, have to give it a better Haskath
Kaka. No.
Same.
Yeah. Yes.
How can the example that seemingly they're bringing is a case of Mamma, no?
It's the same thing by Gittin.
But I thought we said earlier that by Moti Chavel Arai is different, it's more completely different than anything else. The example that he's bringing is a very extreme example because whenever you have a case of Moti Chavel Arai, it seems like you could say, even though there is a key.
Okay, there is no svara to say that by Gittin you don't need. You don't need kiyum or hempic.
What about that Rav Nachman we saw in the beginning of...
That what?
That Yisurim is different than Mamun.
That's not got me this. What does it got to do with this? I don't see what that has to do with it.
The example that the Chem de Shlomo was bringing is from a case of Mamun.
So what?
So but it makes sense why you would need to have...
But we're talking about something else. We're talking about, can you say Mizuyef on a hempic? There's no difference between Mamun and Yisurim.
By Mamun you could.
What? And by Yisur also. Why not? Why not by Yisur? Why not?
Because there's no...
If we have a chash mezuyef and a hempic, you could say...
Because you don't need a raya brura by...
So what? It's mezuyef. It's not doing the raya brura. It's mezuyef.
So then we should never let... You could have 1,000 kids and you could always...
Okay, so it. Therefore, Taisa says...
And with
Therefore says we stop at 1. Tosos says we stop at 1. That's not the question. Tosos, in order we should say we stop at 1.
Why?
What?
Why
because sure? Once Edom say that the hempic is good, so now we have Edom that the hempic is good. So
what's the point of ever getting a hempic if it doesn't do anything anyway?
That's what he said before. There is no point, really.
There's a point.
But once you have... There will be a point in some times. There will be a point. There'll be a point with Taninan and things like that. There will be a point. Yes.
Doesn't it help when the star is in the Kriyam and then you get a hempik on the star itself? So now there is no way you could say that the...
That's called
the
star Mekriyam.
So you're making a Mekriyam, so
that
doesn't
work. That, okay, but that works anyway, even without a hempik on it. It's right here in court. Hempik is for a different court. But if in a different court you could say Mezuyev, then what's a hempik for? That's a good question. But Taisa says you could tie him Mezuyev. Shulchan Aruch says you could tie him Mezuyev. So what's Tosos asking? He says, I don't understand Tosos' question. The same Chash Irur Mezuyev is after is a Shtar Mekuyim also.
How can Tosos suggest that it's an Afkivino?
Yeah.
It should be the same thing.
Shouldn't be rejected. It's the exact same thing.
Both of them when you find out something about
them? Yeah. Yes.
But don't we say that the final anthem isn't a regular Aedis, it's its own separate thing, its own Takana, its own universe. It doesn't apply to regular Kim. And also, Rashi in the first half, he doesn't mention the third way of being on the time of Star.
So?
He doesn't mention using Star after, which would have
so?
Rashi doesn't hold that you can do like that by getting him. He only mentions two ways, with two Aedim or
oh, okay, so two Aedim that recognize the signature. I mean, so what?
But you can't use a
star
with a
handpick
on it, so it wouldn't matter, you know?
No, I'm talking about a get comes to court with a handpick. The two Aedim recognize the signature. Everyone agrees that that's good. But you still, the Balka's still same as Zuif about that.
The question's on Rava, why doesn't he have to say...
Why, Tulsa says, according to Rava, you don't have to say Fainach, when you bring a Shtar Mekuyim, Fainach Mishloma, it's against everything we know. Yes? Very good question. We'll discuss that.
Maybe.
That's good. One second, yes.
According to Tosos, all we're afraid about is lies, so why can't we just answer that once we have a Shtar Mekuyim, we're not going to believe the lies of the Baal? I mean, when the Baal's doing that, what he's saying is that the woman must have four separate signatures.
Right now, we don't know that there's lies in Rava. We know there's lies in what you call it, Rava. We don't know about Rava yet. We don't know about Rava yet. Was it yes?
According to Hannah Shon, it should not be Nafkamina because everybody would agree that you would need to re-verify the hempik.
Yeah. Yes.
And couldn't we say that the hempik is from embedded in the is there? So like, can I go to the
That's not what Tosa is saying. Tosa says you bring a star with the hempik, if you bring a yellow hempik. Anyway, so let's see how he asked the question. Imkain, my mahanya kiyam, kiyam edim suyin lakaimai. There's no edim suyin lakaimai, there's no edim to be makayim the hempik. Vashe bakarach, edim makayim hakiyam. Imkain havel amem, she makayim edim, chayim edim. You don't need any kiyam. When Tosos says, according to Rava, you don't have to say it. That means Tosos is saying that you don't need any kiyam on a kiyam, which is not true. Im kein, my mahani kiyam adayanim. So therefore, what does kiyam help, according to Tosos? Now, the Chem shows us maybe I can have a dochet. The Nafkamina Hechad Amar Shriach, Bafadi Nachtav Hakiyum, Av She'enam, Bafadi Chasmo Edim, Fihaki Mahani Lerava, Velo Lerava. What happens if, so he says, the Nafkamina Tosos maybe means where the Eid says, Bafadi Nachtav Hakiyum. And he doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav ha'edim. According to Rava, you'll say b'fanei, so that would be the nafkamina. That if you bring a shtar mekuyam, according to Rava, what will the edim have to say? B'fanei nechtav. According to Rava, what will he have to say? B'fanei nechtav ha'nechtav ha'hempik. Maybe that's the nafkamina. Maybe that's what Tosis means. He says, that's a real dochet to say that.
Can you
answer? Yeah. Charitzach litkol kavnasam. Nafkamina heka da omar shriak v'fay nechtav akiyum. Where he says v'fay nechtav akiyum. Avshena omer fani chasmo eidim. Not saying mefani chasmo eidim. He's saying mefani nachzav akiyum. If you hakim mahani gerav v'lo rabba. That will help for Rava and not for Rava.
So his main thing is that regardless of Rava or Rava, they're both going to stay in front of him. So that's what it is, the Makhlech Rasvid can't be in front of him.
Right, yeah.
And
that's a Doka. That's exactly. A Doka. So okay. That's a Doka.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't understand how that would work. The entire din of the Panay Nacha that we're believing one aid is a special monist that we give to this one Shliach. And also, even the Gemara later on is going to explain that it's not even that he has a whole Na'amonis, it's just that now we know for sure that the Baal is not going to come and be Ma'ari. When somebody just said the Panay on the Hempik, there's no way for him to have been making Da'ayik on the Baal that he's not going to come and be Ma'ari. And also, who gives him Na'amonis on the Hempik?
I really understand. I understand one of your questions, the last one. I understand the first one. Why not?
Why shouldn't he be believed?
This Medic Diet thing, yeah, why not be believed?
For the Medic Diet?
This goes back to his question. What's your first name again?
Eli.
I'm sorry, I don't remember first names. It's still the beginning of the year. Eli. Not Eli? Eli? Like Manning?
Yeah, Eli Manning.
Eli Manning? Okay. Eli said, will Mefane Nechtav work on the Shtar Mekuyam? Will it work on the Shtar Mekuyam? We're asking, what he's really asking is, what is the Chemda Shlomo's question? Is the Chemda Shlomo's question, they should have to say Mefane Nechtav, Mefane Nechtav? Or should they have to say a funny nectar of a hempic, a funny nectar of a hempic?
That's not what it says.
What?
That's not
what
it says.
But what is, when you understand it, what's really his question?
Or could his question just be he doesn't understand how it will work at all and doesn't have
it? Okay, but he's asking a question. What's the depth of the question? He's saying, according to Rava, you should say a funny nectar, right? What does he want, Rava, according to Rava, you should say? A funny nectar of a funny nectar? Or
it's on the hempic itself.
On the hempic itself.
But that's the thing that you're claiming mezuyif on.
What? That's the thing that you're claiming mezuyif on. On the hempic.
Every get has to have a hempic.
It's such a hard, that's what I'm telling you. This Chemda Shlomo is such a hard thing. It seems from the Chemda Shlomo that all he wants is to, according to Rava, you should have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. That would, or maybe not. Maybe Mefani Nechtav and Mefani Nechtav a hempik. Maybe that's what he. I don't know. Yes.
In the Gemara we say Rava's Svara is Lefisha Ein Eidim Mitzvah in the Kaimo. Why do we have to specifically say Lefi Ein Shit Mitzvah in the Kaimo Dafka on the Shtar? Why don't we say it on the hempik as well? So when someone says when Mefani Nechtav
is going to go, that's the question is. Tosa says on the Shtar Mekuyim you don't have to say Mefani Nechtav. Same thing. Ain't Adim Sunil Kaimai of the Hempik. So you should have to say, find out on the Hempik. I would say that probably the Chemda Shlomo's question is, you should have to say, find out on the Hempik. You see, this I agree with all of you. That once there's a Hempik, the Shtar is good. The Chesimas are good. The Chesimas are good. You know, what you need more? But who says that there's a new shaila on the hempik? There's no more shaila on the shtar. There's a shaila on the hempik. What? I would think so. That there's no more shaila on the shtar. The shtar is good. It gets good. But you are coming mekoach the hempik. So now you're saying mezuyif on the hempik. So I'm saying even though it gets good, but it's all based on this new hempik, I say mezuyif on the hempik. Yes.
I'm curious, is it easier to be kiyam on a hempik than it is on just a regular shtar?
Yes.
Why?
It has nothing to do with anything, but it is.
No, I'm just, yeah, I'm just
because a regular kiyam, oh, how does anybody know does anybody know your signature in the world? Probably not.
Yeah.
What?
No, yeah.
But Aiden, but Besdin, you know, Besdin does it a lot. People know Besdin.
That's what they're, yeah. You're wondering why it's any different, but you could say that hempik is different because it's way easier to...
Oh, so he's saying maybe a hempik, but you do need kiyam on hempik, but you do.
Who's saying
it? Or maybe have more, even though eight angels in the kaima, maybe for a hempik, maybe, could be. Yes?
When
when the Tana Mizuz claim on the hempic, is the shtar now batel also because of that? I mean, Rebbe just said that the entire shtar is good.
That is the problem.
Right, but that's
what Sunday Fun Day is about. That's the problem.
But that's what Nathan was saying.
Yeah, Nathan's not here. Once there's a hempic, the shtar is good. Just there's a question on the hempic.
Which means there's a question on the shtar.
There's no question that the get is good. But the get is good based on the hempic. But what is the question on?
The hempic.
The hempic.
And if the hempic is questionable, then the shtar is...
But that, let's what you're doing is, you're saying good, but you could use it as an answer without the rest of your saying. You could say like Ellie said. Ellie said something very good. Ellie said, I don't understand. There's a Mishnah here that says, I maybe get Yam Shachon Fainachtav. Fainachtav really shouldn't work, right? It's one aid, and it's just Shliach saying it. Why does it work? The Rabbanan made a Takana. That if you say Mezuyif on the Shtar, since you might say Mezuyif on the Shtar, Fainachtav, it really shouldn't work. Ellie said something very good. Ellie said, if you're going to say, like I just said, that the shtar is really good, the get's really good, just there's a separate thing, mezuyif on the hempik. Whoever said, hamevi hempik l'chutz l'oretz, sarachayim v'fayinat v'fayinatav, whoever said, this is part of the Rabbanan's takana, it might make sense to do it, but whoever said the Rabbanan were mesakein to do it, said that goes into God? That's what Ellie said. Wow. I said, remember, said, the second thing you said is good. That's what you said. I mean, there's a takana. It makes sense. He might say mezuyif and make a takana. But where does it say the Rabbanan made such a takana? If you're looking at just the hempik, as my Rebbe said, you're looking at the hempik as its own shtar. There's a get and a hempik. All you're looking at is the hempik here. It never says, I may be hempik, mechutz laaretz. He said, where did the Chem Neshama get this idea? Maybe Hempik Chutzlar, it's not in the Mishnah.
That's right.
That could be. It could be, yes.
So you're saying that there were other people before.
There were, okay, no, you were four? Okay, go ahead.
The way the Chem Neshama was learning, I would assume that is what I'm going to be getting from Dinas Hayam is. Dinas Hayam is an entire get. What's an entire get? An entire get is with Hasima.
Ah, very good. But if you don't, very good. That's what the Chem Shalom is asking. But if you break, but to answer Tosfos, you'd have to say that Tosfos really does break it up. That the hempik makes the get into a good get. So we're not worried about the get anymore. We're only worrying about the hempik now. What?
We can't ask on the
Chem Shalom
from the Mishnah.
No, I'm just an answer for Tosfos. Yes. Are you next?
I have no idea.
How do I know? Okay, yes.
Even if it is separate, if let's say that the hempic is mazir, so that doesn't bother.
Very good. That means, of course, it makes sense. It would make sense for the Chum to make this takana.
Right.
But did they?
No, but even in the question itself, even without the Chum, if it is mazir, then you're saying the get's good still, but why wouldn't that bother when the get's the mazir on a kosher get?
I'm saying mazuyif on a hempik, which makes the get kosher. But once you have a hempik, the get is kosher. It's just a new thing. Get rid of the hempik, so you'll get rid of the get. But we're talking about only the hempik.
Right, but I'm saying, fine, so you have the separate things. But let's say that the husband does claim mazuyif on the hempik.
Right.
And actually he somehow does prove that it is mazuyif, right?
Right.
Then I guess not.
Of course, yes, of course. But who says... Find out, there is such a thing as a tekandra banan of a find out on the hempik. Who says?
It must be.
Why?
It just bothered me a lot. It has to be part of the actual get itself.
Why?
Right.
That itself is the only way the get works is with the hempik in the first place. The same way the only get works is with the shema. That's the factor.
I don't know why you say it must be. Why?
Because it doesn't work the same way that the shema doesn't work.
The hempik is a separate thing that proof that the get is good.
But is the Shema a separate thing? No, it's part of it. Why?
Yeah, but Shema is part of it, and the hempik is not part of it.
But why? Why is it the bench?
Because Midoraisa get is good. Midoraisa Siddish is good. Everything's good. Just, if a Baal says Mezuyah, we have to... So we have a hempik. We have a hempik to take care of that. But the get's good. Just we're talking about the hempik now.
But the
chashash,
it could possibly be
mizuyah. Who says Rabbanan made a tekana on that chashash again?
But since
we're saying the same thing over and over again.
Since the power that it could possibly get makes it part of the get itself.
Who said that? Who says? Yes.
If it's part of, really part of the get, right? So that means that if the hempik was bound to be puzzle, then the edim would be also puzzle.
Yes.
Right. So the fact that the hempik has come before.
If the hempik's part of the get, I have no answer for Tosfos. I just don't know if the hempik is part of the get. To me, a hempik made it kosher. Now there's a question about a certain thing called hempik. And I would call it Hamevi Hempik Mechutz Laretz. And I have no Mishnah about Hamevi Hempik Mechutz Laretz.
Is it a Mishnah at all?
What?
The word Hempik, is it one of the Mishnahs?
Kiyam. Get Mekuyam.
Same thing?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so I heard my question being asked a lot.
Yeah.
last year, I remember that we learned something about stars being like a star Ba'amah or something like that. We talked about the strength of what makes a star a star. A star is stronger than any other proof.
Right, yeah.
I forget, it was like a close list or something that we discussed
so.
It. What makes the star the strongest claim that anyone could have? Eidon
Tzumah Shtar, Kimi Shnechta, Vusa, Vibetan.
Yeah,
so what
double that.
Oh,
yeah.
So
that's
you just leave it at that, yes.
On that it's Kifi Lafi La Eidon Tzumah Vibetan. So you're giving the star, so at one time it's like there are two Edom on the star who are there, and at the same exact time it's like two Edom on the Hempek are there, so then you could say a crazy svara that is Tokide Dibor, you can't separate it, and therefore...
No, it's not Tokide Dibor, it's not.
But they're there. It's like they're there. Tokide Dibor, and you can't cut in the middle. And it's one thing.
I don't know, I'm not the answer. Yes.
Some of the Rishonim speak out because all stars are get or get is read by a woman. It seems like maybe I'm going to try again in a different way.
I know, I hear what you're saying. Go ahead, try again.
Tosos wanted to keep getting specifically by a woman, just locally, domestic. The Chemda Shlomo came and he wanted to make this worldwide and make it everything. And the reason I'm saying that is because.
That could be an answer. That this will be an answer not in Gittin, but will be an answer in worldwide shtaros.
Why? Because he quotes a halacha from
No, but that's not true. I'm sorry. Rabbis din is worldwide.
I understand, but Rebbe, the whole thing about needing having king after you already have a star that's in Korean and
right.
That is only by woman.
That I disagree with you. Now you're going back to what you said before.
Also, this Tosos didn't know about the Tosos in Sukkos? Of course he did.
That's a Chumash question.
So that's he didn't want to get into the whole...
Right, so I don't like your answer, Tosos. That's exactly his question. Does Tosos know Tosos in Sukkos?
Yeah. From there, then
so I'd rather answer in a different way than the way you're answering because you have no basis at all to your answer at all.
We spoke out that the same thing that Mammon is different than everything else.
But Gabi, what?
You can't walk up to someone.
Gabi, a Kim star.
What?
Yeah.
Gabi, the Kim.
That's not true.
Yeah.
You don't
that
need
it.
That is not true.
For a woman, you don't need a Kim star.
That's because Mishumi Guna killed by Rabbanan. It's and that's on Taninan. You're making a chunk of everything we learned. And your chunk has no kishka. What? Oh yeah, well, here, there's an announcement to be made, yes.
So I'm not sure everybody is in the chat, but we're starting Chazara Chabura.
They had it all last year. We worked out very nicely. Go ahead.
So I know that people here in this year are huge Talmidei Chachamim and they know a lot.
Don't start. Make the announcement. Don't give your Rashi and Tosfos on your announcement, okay?
So that saying, everybody.